Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Farley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, George Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to third. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive towards the mound. Buzzard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kralik moves to third. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion throws to second, with Aparicio covering, and has Allison trapped. There's the throw to Smith, who tags Allison for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0 for 1 in the game. Farley is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kralik strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 0 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Aparicio scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins won. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-2 in the game. Farley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farley moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Twins won. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Banks. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Aparicio moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith is walked intentionally. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. Banks moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis pinch hits for John Buzzard. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.